here this night, as we get focused here this night, I'm not going to keep you long, amen, but then I got a few more scriptures there when I was standing there, but real simple thing, message that's going to be shared tonight. We know that the women came back a few months ago, the men just got back, and went back to California, came back, and meeting after meeting, and code red next weekend, and code blue, and code yellow, and all these things that we got to go to, and it makes it really hard, amen, to stay consistent here in the church with all these events taking place outside of the church, amen, and this is where we got to become mature, spiritual, amen, to be able to take on not only the task that God has given us to build the temple of God here in Milwaukee, but the task that he also gives us outside of the church, amen, in building the international global work and what the Lord is part of, amen, or should I say is the plan of that we're part of, amen. So here this night, I got like 1,000 messages in my heart, meetings in my heart, and I need Elena and David after the service, Jamie and his wife, Felipe and his wife, I think that's it, my wife, if she wants to come. She didn't really, don't have to, no, I'm just joking. You're invited to, love. So we're just going to talk some things over before all the meetings take way. Amen. Here this night, I just want to speak on some simple thoughts that come from God's word. Amen. And where the Lord wants to take our church. Amen. Where I want to see the church at and everything. I know it's going to come through each and every one of our lives. And that no matter who you are, if you think too highly of yourself or too poorly of yourself, you're part of God's plan of growing this church. No matter where you find yourself at right now, you may say, yeah, he's talking about everybody but me. Amen. I never get used. And you're coming up with stuff like that. Amen. God somehow or another still wants to use your life in the growing of this church. Amen? Amen. So the title here this night is Faith Without Works Does Not Build the House of God. Man, I just put a message. I'm going to be working off with the leadership and working. It's just no way we're going to build the house of God simply just by faith. Simply just by showing up on church on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday and going to the rallies. Even though those things are great, those things are not going to build the temple of God. Amen. Building the temple of God represents working with people's lives, working with broken lives, working with lives that are all messed up. Amen. Tells us that we need to grow in humility, that we need to grow in patience in order to work with this type of a people. We need to have the goods, amen, because they're not always going to want to hear it or like it. So faith without works does not build a house of God is the title here this night, amen. In Ephesians 2:8, I'm going to go to the NIV translation. I've been in the NLT, the New Living Translation, for many months now, and I'm going to be staying there, but this one, I needed a word that this one had in here, the word faith, amen, and the NLT uses the word believe, which is nothing wrong with that, but I wanted to see the word faith, so I went to the NIV. Let's read. For it is by grace you have been saved. Amen? Remember, grace means it's, you break it down in the Greek, it means unmerited favor or something like that. Amen. So it is by grace that you have been saved. In other words, by the plan of the Father through his Son, Jesus. Amen. Where grace has been given to your life and my life. But it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. Amen. It's going to take our part. We need to become involved in the plan of the Father that used his Son that brought grace forward to our lives. Opportunity to answer the call by faith. Amen? For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Amen? And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for your grace. Father, that you created through your Son, Jesus, that allows us here this night by faith to take full opportunity of what is being given to here unto us this night, that your word says is a gift from you, Lord. It's a gift, one we don't deserve. And I pray here this night, Lord, that you awaken that man, that you awaken that woman, that you awaken that youth member, Lord, that they may know that this gift is from you, Lord, through grace, through our faith in you, Lord. Everything has been activated for your purpose to be fulfilled here on earth as it is in heaven. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Amen. So this is a gift of God while you and I are here. And he used his Son, Jesus, to allow us here this night to become righteous, not so much by what we did, but by what his Son did at the cross of Calvary. And we come to the church all messed up some 20 years ago, 10, 15 years, whatever, how long, some last week. And we come to the church, and the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of the Lord, amen? Amen. And we get the opportunity for faith, amen, grace to be just simply in church breathing here this night. And to be given faith by the Father. The Lord, he says he has given allotted every man and woman a certain measure of faith to respond to the gift of grace upon our lives here this night. And that we not take this gift that is from God for granted just because we're sitting here this night. Amen? Ephesians chapter 2, 9 through 10. It says, salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. That's like the opening scriptures. It's not from ourselves, amen? It's the work of God. Why we're here this day. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. Remember, we were saved through grace, by grace, amen, through faith. And here it's just another scripture, another way of putting it. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So scripture goes on to say, so none of us, not even the pastor, so none of us can boast about it. Like, I'm here because I got here. I had such a great plan one night. I was doing dope and said, I'm going to the rehab. I'm going to church tomorrow. But it's a gift of God. We're saved by grace through faith. Do I hear a transistor radio? What is that? I got good ears, man. He's standing in the back door, and the door, he just vanished. Thought somebody was translating in Spanish or Greek or something, man. Sound like a cheap radio. Romans chapter 10. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord, we do this on the altar calls on Sunday, amen? If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Openly declare. Amen. By faith. That you are saved. Amen. I put here, how many have openly declared by faith that Jesus Christ is Lord? In other words, how many are saved here this night? You have given your life over unto Jesus. And you can say here this night, by grace, through faith, not of my doing, not a salvation as a reward for my actions, but because it's a gift of God that was given to us through his son Jesus that shed his precious blood for your life and my life, we can openly declare that we are saved here this night. Even though we live in end times, darkened times, and even though it's Friday night, we can say that we are saved, not of our own doing, but by grace and through faith. We are here this night hearing the word of God preached. I said we have heard the word by faith. We have acted. We have believed. We have openly declared Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of our lives. We're saved. We openly declared it before people. We confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. The Bible says that you are saved by the grace that has been given through the cross, through faith. We are saved here this night. That is the beginning process in becoming saved. We need to openly declare Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life. And it comes through our faith. And what the Lord says through his word that allows one to become saved by what we say. But we cannot remain in the faith in what we say and be saved. Now it's time that we not only openly declare by faith Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but it's time that we start walking in faith now. It's one thing to declare faith in Jesus. You can be all messed up on dope, up for a week without sleeping or eating under a bush, and declare Jesus Lord and Savior of your life. But we got to get to the place where we just don't talk it, but we walk it. That almost sounds worldly, don't it? It's biblical. We, as the body of Christ, a body's meant to walk, not just talk. That's one of the attributes of the body, speaking. But there's other attributes like hearing with two ears that bring the faith into activation, whether we want to openly declare Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. So he gives us ears. He gives us hands to put to the plow to get to work. He gives us feet to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right now through our ministry, it's all over the world. I don't need a three-point message tonight. We gotta grow from the speaking Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to walking Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's why the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet, not the mouth, but how beautiful are the feet
Because this is the feet that carries the gospel. Your mouth can only take you so far.
I almost doubted that scripture. We were at the Mighty Men of Valor, amen? And Ezekiel, he's not up here. Praise the Lord. We're talking about Zeke tonight, amen? Their room was right next to us. And me and Jamie were about to go to one of the sessions, and Ezekiel was like, I said, what's wrong, dude? He said, man, my foot jacked up, Pastor. And compassion came upon me, right? So he put up his foot, his bare foot on, he goes, yeah, man, it's just like on that. And I put my Bible down and everything. I became the shepherd right there, amen? And I grabbed his feet with my hands, and I started claiming healing on his feet. But I opened my eyes, and oh, my God! See, I was walking by faith, not by sight. When I laid hands on them feet of his. When I opened my eyes, it was too late. And I kind of wanted to lose my grip. All them big old nails, one was shooting this way, one was shooting that way. And I almost had to question the word of God for the very first time that says how beautiful are the feet. Them guys look like, man, the feet of the Old Testament. So my compassion moved. I walked by faith, and I said, let me pray for you, bro. I got all spiritual, amen, Father God, and I'm holding his hands. I know I got water and soap in the room, Father God, and I claim by the stripes in your back. And then I opened my eyes. Ah, yeah, it was like. I said, dude, you got some ugly feet. And we were laughing and laughing and laughing. I said, man, I think God took the healing power. He reversed it right there. And we laughed and laughed. And then Ezekiel, you would think he would catch on, right? Then on Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, it shows him he's finally getting his foot dealt with. And the picture was taken by far. And I hit it. You know me. I zoomed in on that foot. I said, yep, that's the same one. That's the same foot I prayed for. But there's not a day he's not at his post, and he's all this. He's working 18 hours every day, and he keeps trucking, and he keeps trucking, and he keeps trucking, and he keeps trucking, because God has done something within his life that a messed up foot can't stop. I got a real bad shoulder, but I don't walk on my shoulder. It's still bad. It still hinders. But, man, when your toes or feet are messed up, that's every step, every breath you take. But here, it's now time that we start walking by faith. It's time that if we're going to build this church, it's time that we start walking by faith and not just saying how many years you've been saved. I openly declared the Lord 15, 20 years ago. All right, what have you done for the Lord is what I want to know. What have you done for the Lord? In James chapter 2, it's good to declare. It's good to receive salvation, but it don't end there. It don't end there. James chapter 2, we're going to read a few verses here out of the New LT, New Living Translation. It's heavy. It breaks it down. It's like, it'll preach for me. Watch. It goes on to say, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, talking to all of us, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Hold it right there. Can that kind of faith save anyone? We've come to find out by opening scriptures to be saved. Amen. Comes by grace and through faith. That you just got to openly declare Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior from your heart, and you're saved. When we have a faith and we're out there and it has no actions, it can't even get somebody to declare Jesus as Lord and Savior. Can that kind of faith save anyone?
just a declaring faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. It's not good enough for the time and the age that we live in. That's never been good enough. That's like, I've been saved for 20 years and nothing has happened in 20 years. That kind of faith ain't going to save anyone. 15. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm. Stay warm, good day, have a good day. Stay warm, eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or any clothing. What good does that do? Next. So you see, faith is good. It'll get you saved. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith? We're living in a modeling time. They need to see it. But I say, how can you show me? They want to use their eyes, not their ears. They don't want to hear what you got to say. They want to see what you're saying. Amen. Through your actions. The Bible goes, but I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Remember? Good for you. Exclamation mark. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together hand in hand, amen? His actions wasn't his faith. It was his actions that come second once you have faith. His actions made his faith complete. Remember, we found out that faith alone ain't enough. It needs to be accompanied with action. And so it happened. Just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God. He didn't only declare that he believed God, amen? And God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. We can get down to the street corner now. We're going prostitute status now, amen? I don't know about you, but prostitutes got works, amen? They just don't walk the sidewalk back and forth looking at the cars going by. John don't just look at the prostitute circling the place like a vulture, just a circle. She has actions, John's got action. Rahab, the prostitute, is another example. No matter where you've come from, guys. She was shown to be right with God by her actions. When she hit those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. I want you to get this verse. Don't ever forget it. NLT.
Just as the body is dead without breath. If you stop breathing, you turn black and blue. I don't care what color you are. You turn black and blue at the end. When you don't have oxygen, when you don't have breath. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also is faith dead without works. Ooh. Somebody stops breathing at the table or wherever it's at, and they're dead. That body can't be used no more. Why? There's no breath in it. Breath, it works along with the body to allow the body to do what it's got to do, what God enabled it to do. Faith by itself can't get the job done. It's not good enough. Amen? It's got to be accompanied with works, with actions. Amen? Just as the body is dead without breath. Wow, that's a good one there, man. So also is faith dead without good works. That's saying it spiritually. It says that some could be breathing in the church and still be dead. The only thing alive is your body because you have breath. Your heart's beating. But in the spiritual aspect and seeing it in the spiritual realm, breath ain't good enough. Faith ain't good enough. We got to put some work in. Actions that back up our us declaring Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They don't want to hear it. They want to see it. In order for them to see it, we need to be modeling and walking the word of Jesus. Amen. Bianca, you don't have this one. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. Don't get nervous. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Are you going to be able to do it? It's okay. Kyle, go up there and put it. She was just supposed to switch the verses. She did a good job. My wife's the one that put them up there. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. We need to stay focused here, guys. We're not in the rehab downstairs right now. Amen? All right, and stay up there because I got one more verse that she's not up on. Amen? The Bible reads, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work." To the work of the Lord. "Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Go to Psalms 127, verse 1. How many have ever done a lot of work and come up empty-handed? Amen. Simply means you're not working unto the Lord. Psalms 127, verse 1. "Unless the Lord builds a house," that's why we got to put our hands to work, to the work of the Lord, not the work of the world. "Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted." How many have wasted many years in your life and had a full-time job while you were wasting your life away with a full-time job, had a car, and because you were not working as of unto the Lord. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with its sentries will do no good. Unless the Lord builds the house. I always given teachings before that the power and the strength of the church really is the power and the strength at our house. Who we are at our house. Amen? Unless the Lord builds the temple. Amen? And that's why it's very important not only that we have faith, but works and action that accompany. And not just any works and action, but works and action pertaining to doing the work of the Lord. The Bible says you will not labor in vain. It will not be done in waste. But if you do labor in vain, without the Lord being the builder of the house, amen, you will find yourself going to church and still going nowhere, wasting your time. Because your faith has no action pertaining to God's will. Not pertaining to your boss's will, but pertaining to God's will. Amen? So I say all that to say that we're going to start having all kinds of meetings in building the house of God as being those co-workers, co-laborers of Christ. Amen? He wants to use the body, you and I, in building his temple. But too many time, all our time goes to building for our boss or whatever it may be. So if we want results, kingdom results, godly results in our life at the house, in our lives here at church, we're going to have to put our hands to the plow. And we're going to have to work. Colossians, one of my favorites, 2:23, something like that. We work unto the Lord, not as unto man, but unto the Lord. Too many are too careful to work unto man instead of working unto the Lord. So I encourage us here this night. That's the message. That's the message already. I'm done. Amen. That I'm going to be bringing people in and I'm going to be challenging you. I took any challenge out there in the world, any and every challenge I took. Amen. Because I wanted to get high. I crossed the line over and over on a daily basis so much that I OD'd 15 times. I wanted to get high. So I ask you here this night, because we are saved. We all said that we're saved. Amen. By grace through faith. By declaring Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives from our heart. We needed help and he came in. And here we are. Now he's got an assignment. He's got to work for us. Whether it's cleaning toilets, cutting the grass, painting this, fixing a roof, he has to work for us. Amen? Amen? And we're going to have to get to the place where we just can't think our faith alone is going to be good enough. I believe in Jesus, but I ain't going to do what he says. I believe in Jesus. I want everybody to follow me and do what's right. It don't work like that. We need to model how beautiful are the feet, amen, of those who preach the gospel. No matter what your feet look like. I believe Paul had some nasty feet, amen? And that guy got from point A to point B, beat down, and he built a lot of churches. I know his feet were bad, because the Bible says he was flogged over and over. That's where they beat the bottom of your feet till they're mangled. And he writes on how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. In other words, of those who walk by faith. Those who are doing what God has called them to do. Amen? We got to go beyond believing. There needs to be action. That's like going to work, not going to work because you've been there for 5 years, not going to work and still demanding a paycheck. No, you got to go to work. What are you doing in here, Zeke? Somebody radio you with a little... why are you looking at me like that? Zeke don't know what's going on. They got their little radios, man. I think somebody radioed him to come in the sanctuary. Yeah. Zeke's going to get moved to another department. Amen? He might have to wear 2 bugs in each ear now. Even if he's going to be going to that department like this. Come on, Miguel. I'm visiting everybody's department. Amen? Too many times we Pastor Williams saying, don't expect what you don't inspect. I heard that one time, and it never left me. We have a lot of qualified people in the church right now to come alongside the Lord and build his temple. Which really means building up people's lives. For that is the temple that he desires to abide within. Not so much this one. This is good. It's beautiful. But he really wants to be in your life. And by a faith with action through your life, he wants to connect with somebody else's broken life. But if you just remain believing without action, you'll never be able to connect with that next brother, that next sister. It's just not going to happen. You will have a faith without actions. And even that God has changed you and cleansed you and washed you, that's good news, man. It's got to get out. That good news has kept me for 20 years and counting and still trying to strategize, what can I do different? And I'm going to take the bullets for things that I didn't do. Working another place real hard when this was going unattended. There's a lot of place, and I'm going to need you guys. I can't run this church by myself. In the beginning, I could with no problem. But today, we have capable, trained people to carry out their assignment, not only by faith, but by actions. Pastor, man, I'm messing up too much still. I still got a spot for you. I can still plug you somewhere. Pastor, I'm still smoking. I still got a spot for you. It's just, I'll give you a Blue's Clue. It's not going to be anywhere in the church. I got a spot for you. I was smoking, cutting all the grass, and doing everything for the pastor. I would just have to turn off the cigarette to go do the inside work, which he had no problem in because nobody was doing the work. Our church has been around now for a good season, and it's got well-developed people. It's not that we can't do it because we don't know how to do it. It's just simply because we're not doing it. How useless is that faith without works? As we stand this day, Jesus just don't want to save you. He wants to use you. He just don't want to save you. He wants to use you. And as he wants to use you, he just wants to save those that are still not saved. Just right there where you're standing. It's a few in the Friday night crowd. There's many that are struggling. They're not here tonight for whatever reason. But we're here tonight. And the Lord don't need a million people to build his temple. Amen. He just needs a few faithful men and women that are willing to go beyond faith. And bring action to their faith in Christ. For the Lord of the harvest can bring forth results into the church. Just repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I make a vow here this night that I will not only have faith in what you're able to do, but I'll also have action to do what you say you're able to do in and through my life. Father, this night we thank you. By faith we thank you. But we're going to move, Lord Father God, by our actions. We're going to respond to the faith that you have placed within every one of our lives. And we're going to go from just having faith to a committed faith that is accompanied with action, that is accompanied not only with any kind of action, but good deeds, the right type of actions that come forth from a faith in Christ, doing the right thing based on your word, Lord, here this night. You have given us all an assignment, Lord. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, you know that we didn't just believe in the devil, but we operated, we moved, we did what it took, every last one of us, to get what we wanted. And if we were able to do it for darkness, we can do it for you, Lord, to be in the light and to bring others out of darkness, treasures out of darkness, Lord. That they would not just hear, but be able to see you within our lives, Lord. That they too would begin at faith level. And before you know it, start walking that faith. In the name of Jesus, this night we thank you by faith. We respond. For we know that faith without works is dead. Just like the body without breath is dead, so with faith without works. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good faith clap offering here this night of action. Amen. God bless you guys. Love you guys. Go and be with the Lord. Remember, I want to meet with Pastor Jamie and his wife, Felipe's wife, and David and his wife.
Please sign up for Memorial Day Picnic. Sign ups in the back. Thank you.